Taylor Gannell first up as the Alterilia boys basketball team wins it 63-38 over Storm Lake St. Mary's. And Taylor, 16 points to lead the way. How did you feel about the looks you got personally in this game?
Well, my teammates helped me get a lot of good looks. We needed to go out well and give them one move, lean them this way. I was able to get around them easy.
Well, now you're 9-1 on the season. What do you think has improved as you've gone along playing shorthanded throughout the year? Carson Kruger, we know, and others as well. What's it taken to get this team where they are with not all the pieces in place yet?
Energy and heart. We got a lot of heart. We got a lot of guys. We got a lot of depth, so that helps us.
Well, what did Coach just tell you after this win?
Be ready for South Central Calhoun Friday.
Have you done a lot of scouting on them yet, or are you going to get more after that the next day or two here?
We'll get after it tomorrow.
All right. So, Taylor, anything else that you've focused on in your game this season coming in now as a senior and goals that you've set for yourself?
A lot of free throws and finishing around the rim.
Well, you've finished around the rim quite nicely all season long. Taylor, thanks
right.
a lot for the time.
Thank you.
As much. And, all right, let's go. Tyler Hanks joining us in the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake post game. Tyler, another double-digit effort. 12 points, couple of threes, third straight double-digit scoring effort. What's kind of clicked for you as of late on the offensive end?
We've just been moving the ball as a team, getting open shots, and we've just been hitting the hot hand.
Well, how's your comfort level been going along, stepping into the starting lineup to begin the year? How's that been for you moving forward and, you know, finding your rhythm on the floor? Did it take a game or two, or did you feel pretty good from the start?
It took a game or two to get used to it, but after a couple games, I was used to it and comfortable.
Yeah, was your offense really what you wanted to bring to the team and to step up the season, getting and not just the starting lineup, but onto the varsity, which you didn't see a whole lot of last year? Has that been intimidating at all?
No, I've just been ready for it. We've been competing in practice. I've been used to playing at this level.
Yeah. Anything else as far as your game that you've been locked in on?
Free throws. I've really been focusing on free throws.
Mm-hmm. Well, you went 2-for-2 tonight. Team went 9-of-15 at the free throw line. Tyler Hanks, we'll let you go with that. Thanks a lot for giving us a minute.
Thank you.
And now let's give it over to Coach Franzmeier. All right, Coach, this game was nip-tuck early on. 6 lead changes in the first 8 minutes plus, but then a 16-0 run, and you were in charge from that point on.
Yeah, you know, we had to kind of settle in. You know, our emotions were high, energy was high there to start with, and a couple of poor decisions, but we settled in there in the second half. Defensively, I thought was great. I think we held them to, six, you said, or something like that was a run there we had. I think we held them to like 9 there in the quarter or 7 or something like that. But
16-0 run. They had 14 points in the first quarter, and you held them to like 5 or 6 points for big stretch there and late into the second half.
Yeah, we stress, you know, you've heard this before, we stress single-digit quarters, and if we can get those, man, we have pretty good chances to win if we can do that on a consistent basis. So I really take it to our guys, you know, great effort defensively again tonight.
You talked about wanting to amp up the pressure here tonight, and you looked like you did a good job of that, and to get out in a transition more was another one of your big keys, and you got several of those opportunities.
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned before, we've been practicing that. We've been trying to get the game at our tempo, not the other team's tempo, and not letting teams hang around. So our offense seems a little easier when we can get a few layups in transition, which helps. And tonight our defense led to some transition. We got some steals in our press, which we haven't had in the past, leading into the easy layups down the other end of the court. So,
what was the emphasis coming off of during holiday break and getting ready for the second half of the season? Anything that you were especially stressing?
Yeah, you know, I stress to the guys, just stay humble, stay hard at work, keep your nose down and keep working, because we haven't played our best basketball yet. There's no doubt about it. And we've seen glimpse of that this year. You know, after break here in 2018, we've seen some glimpse of it, and it's fun to watch when we get going like that. And I think we still have yet to play a full game of great basketball. So just keeping down and keeping transition game and defensive pressure has been kind of our pressure, you know, our emphasis here since break. And We're getting better every single day.
And Friday, you go to South Central Calhoun, a team that started off slow, I know, but they're kind of getting it going.
Yeah, I think they lost five or six in a row, and they won five or six here since then. So they've kind of gone on two streaks here. We've scouted them a couple times, and they shoot the ball extremely well. They got a lot of young guys that are shooting well. The Newbaum kid's a sophomore. He had 26 or 27 against NBAO the other night. So he'll be a tough matchup for us, but we're going to look to get the ball up and down the floor again and get out and run.
Coach, thanks for the time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you, Ryan, as always. Appreciate it.